Shmuel was, we're talking about the humbleness of Shmuel, yeah? The humility is humility. Sometimes when the danger of a Pilsum Sheker was he'll be famous, he was talking about it. So it became very close to him. Oh, they're going to find out something. He used to act like a complete fool. Everyone knew that Rav Shmuel used to fast a lot in Shoyavim. In the Shoyavim, those weeks in the year.
6 weeks.
6 weeks, Shmuel's a bunch of Shmuel, 6 weeks. At the special time to Tikkun Avli, Shmuel used to fast Mondays and Thursdays and stuff like that. So a young boy came up to him and started talking about fasting in Shoyavim. So Shmuel said, Shalivin? What's Shalivin? What is that? So the guy, the kid, he didn't fall into Shalivin because Shmuel doesn't know what Shalivin is. So now I want to know how Anash used to do. He used to fast, huh? So Shmuel understood that he's talking about him. He's Anash. You fast or you don't fast. So he looked at him. You let him fast on Shalivin? You let him fast. I should act like a fool. His best day of the year was fooling because of Shmuel Chechik, and then with his grandson, great grandson, because he used to give Shmuel Techecha when they were drunk. He used to give him Techecha. Shmuel loved it.
He would do what?
He used to give him Techecha, a rebuke,
yeah,
in front of everyone, and Shmuel loved it. He told him, Ah, Rav Shmuel, there used to be Rav Shmuel in the old city. Shmuel didn't know how a penny looks. He refused to take money from anyone. He used to throw the money on the floor. That Rav Shmuel doesn't exist anymore. He's buried in Har HaZeisim. But Rav Shmuel today, Shmuel Beis, maybe he still doesn't know how a coin looks, but he agrees to take him his pocket already. Ay, he does a pidyon. Ah, Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel also was there, and he's like, he's right. Rav Shmuel Chechik is right, I'm bad. But even when he used to agree to take money, do pidyonot, he used to give it away to the tzedakah, he never came to the tzedakah. He used to do it, someone used to give him money, do pidyon, so he used to do the pidyon, and then he used to give it to him, he said, why give it to me? Now do for me pidyon. Just to see that he's a nothing, he's like everyone else. Of course, all the pidyon you say, the Rabbeinu does the pidyon, like Allah always said, Rabbeinu does the pidyon, not Allah.
What does he say? Rabbeinu?
You see, it's according to what Rabbeinu said, not according to me. Rabbeinu is doing it. Shmuel, we'll just finish with this. Shmuel, people used to come to him. There's one place where Shmuel, he encouraged the gaiva, so to speak. People used to write Kiddusha Torah of Rabbeinu, and they came and asked him, should we write our name? Write your name. We're talking about Rabbeinu, write your name on the bottom. Why? Because you're passing the name of Rabbeinu in the world. You write your name, you're advertising Rabbeinu in the world. Write your name, and it.
What does putting his name have to do with it?
Why? Because there's no gaiva in that. Someone, another person, another Yid is here, you see also, he's learning Abeinu, so he's learning Abeinu. And Abeinu's name is getting greater through that. Okay.
I said, I'm a little confused. So what were they writing?
Chidush Torah about Abeinu's Torah. Chidush Torah.
Okay.
Dvar Torah, is there right?
Okay.
About Abeinu's stuff. So he told him to sign your name on the bottom.
So these are like Parsha sheets?
Parsha sheets. Whatever they're writing up. People are writing up things. You told them to write your name on the bottom. Because there's no problem with Gaiva. You're writing up the Rabbeinu stuff. There's no problem with Gaiva. And other people will get to know. Oh, you're also, he's close to Rabbeinu. Everyone's close to Rabbeinu.
So you'd also like date it. So like, if you're doing a Parsha sheet, you know which Parsha it is. And
Okay. You write his name on my tongue. Tomorrow we'll talk about Shmuel. No, tomorrow's Wednesday. No, it's Tuesday. Tomorrow will be Shir. If it's too hot, Shir will be. Not too hot, will be upstairs.
The air conditioning upstairs, huh?